Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a themed list of five podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this podcast, we'll follow the format of our newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, their chosen theme, and the five episodes that they've selected as part of that theme. We'll also have some more podcast-related stuff thrown in here and there. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast or two to check out. So, let's get into it. What are we listening to this week? Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. We've got a special guest co-host today, Adele Coleman. Adele, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am very excited to have you here. We're trying out something new here. Usually it's just me hosting the show, but we're thinking that every once in a while we'll have a co-host join us, someone who's working on something cool in the podcast space. Adele is the Chief Content Officer at DCP Entertainment. In addition to co-hosting this episode with me today, we're also going to sit down for a chat later in the show. We'll learn more about you and about DCP Entertainment. But for now, let's talk about this week's newsletter. How does that sound, Adele?
Sounds good. This week's Earbuds recommendations come to us from Anthony Janot, a stand-up comedian and the host of the Highbrow Drivel podcast. It's a podcast full of hilarious takes and stimulating conversations on a multitude of topics spanning from space, climate, science, psychedelics, and everything in between.
We love psychedelics and everything in between.
Everything.
So through Anthony's picks, we're going to get into some pretty niche topics. We listen to podcasts on comedians navigating cancel culture, the concept of emotional sustainability, the issue of diversity in film, and even conversations on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which you got to throw them in there somehow.
At any point that we can, always. I'm going to ask you your favorite. We'll come back to that one. After our podcast recommendations from Anthony, that's where our interview comes in.
Adele and I will chat about her work in the podcast space, what she's listening to, and what first got her into audio. First up, let's talk about this week's podcast picks from Anthony Janot. Anthony chose the theme Impress at Zoom Parties. The idea is that through Anthony's podcast picks, we get to learn about a multitude of topics, some of which are relevant to the times and others which are a bit out there. But they're all great for striking up conversations at a party. A Zoom party, of course, although soon, hopefully, in person.
Yeah, we'll be beyond Zoom, hopefully. Well, why did Anthony choose this theme? He writes, I love podcasts that fill me with exciting ideas I hadn't fully considered and allow me to look at those ideas from a few angles. It means at parties, I am ready to discuss a lot of ideas largely based on what I hear on these podcasts.
That's a big thing, I think, is to feel like you're an interesting enough person that anybody can come talk to you about anything. Try to be a general store of information. It's a hard thing to do.
It is. And I also feel like just making sure that you're in a space where you're relatable. I feel like that's why people love podcasts, because you can find something that you can relate to. So I dig it. I love it.
Me too. I talk all the time about how podcasts have absolutely made me smarter and more aware of things going on in the world, even if it's like just news. Like I used to not be so tapped into what was going on in current events. And now I'm like on it. And it's, honestly, I owe it all to podcasts.
I agree, because it feels like the beauty of podcasting, it feels like you're in the room, like you're part of it. Ever since I've seen Hamilton, I'm always like, you're in the room where it happens. So it feels like you're in the room where things are happening. So I love this theme. I fully agree with what he said. I love it.
Well, let's get into this week's Earbuds picks from Anthony Janot. Our first episode comes from the podcast Highbrow Drivel, which is Anthony's podcast. The episode is called The Disordered Cosmos and the Ethics of Astronomy.
In this episode, Anthony talks to Dr. Shonda Prescott Weinstein, one of the few Black female astrophysicists out there, who is also an award-winning activist and has worked closely with NASA to study some of the world's greatest mysteries.
Joining them on this episode is comedian Anushka Rava. They all talk about ethics in astronomy, inclusivity in science, and much more. It's funny, informative, and it arms you with the right kind of jokes, facts, and some enlightened perspective on space, which I need because space really freaks me out. And I have always been trying to understand beyond, you know, are we the only ones here in this universe?
There's no way. There is no way.
There's no way.
There's no way. Out of all the galaxies and all the space and this little planet, we're the only ones. There's no way. You know.
Not a chance. But comedy seems like a good way to explore that further.
I agree. The second episode is from the podcast Friends Like Us, and the episode is called Cancel Comedian Culture.
This episode is super fascinating. Comedian Marina Franklin sits down with comedians from all walks of life and years of experience in the industry to talk about the taboos in comedy. We listen to comedians Judy Gold, Nika King, and Alvin Irby as they discuss navigating the fine line of creating comedic material and being offensive.
Anthony writes about this episode, if you're sick of people complaining, you can't say anything anymore. This is a funny episode full of rebuttals without ever feeling like it preaches to the choir. Amen.
This is always an interesting conversation because I, for one, am glad, I think, that there's more of a sensitivity around making the wrong kinds of jokes. I think it is fucked up to make bad jokes at other people's expense. However, I don't often think about how that has changed some people's livelihoods. And some people who grew up in one era and could make whatever jokes they want are not able to make those jokes anymore. I mean, ultimately, I say get a grip and just kind of like move with the times, but also it could be hard for some people.
Right. And, you know, you want to be sensitive and respectful, and you also want to hold yourself accountable. I think there's more accountability with this generation that is covered in the mass that is cancel culture. But I think it's just about being accountable in your space. There's a balance. You just got to find it, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you're genuinely a good person who wants to be funny and also not hurt people's feelings, it is all possible.
Exactly. Next up, we're listening to the Beautifully Complicated podcast. The episode is called Sustainability is Complicated.
Sustainability is complicated. It's such a large and complex word. It can be contextualized in so many ways and mean so many different things. And this episode really unpacks that. It's an unavoidable topic with a lot of nuance.
Host Sheena Hunt uses this topic as a way to explore self-care, building an authentic relationship with yourself, and the joy of living your life through the lens of Black excellence. Yes. There's a lot of focus on Issa Rae in this episode, so obviously it's great. Oh, yes. Obviously.
She's lovely.
I love her.
Adele, what are your thoughts on self-care and sustainability? I feel like self-care has become such a big buzzword before the pandemic, but especially during the pandemic. And I think we oftentimes fall out of touch with what it really means to be caring for yourself.
No, I think self-care and sustainability, in order to sustain, you have to care for yourself. We're often, you know, you grow up having this formula, you're supposed to go to work, survive, go to work, survive. That's not sustainability. What quality of life are you living? So you got to take a moment to step back and just be within your own space because, you know, now we're talking more about mental care and emotional well-being because it's important. That's what helps us to not just live a hopefully longer life, but a happier space and a more internally good space to be in for yourself.
Yeah, and meaningful too.
Exactly.
Not just a life where you're, like you said, going to work, coming home, but there's a little bit more to it.
A little bit something in between. This next episode comes from the But Why Though podcast, and it's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Matter. Love it.
For anyone who loves learning about pop culture and the behind the scenes of cult classics, this podcast is for you. And if you're a 90s kid, you'll love this episode. The host, Adrian, delves into the early beginnings of the hit adult comic to the principles of toy making and the cultural following that this show had. They get into the memories that the Ninja Turtles gave to the world and basically ruminate on why they're still making news this many years later.
I feel like the Ninja Turtles have some of the best agents in the game. Like, seriously, they keep coming back and have really stood the test of time. And they always have a new look. Like,
they do.
They are staying current with the times. I'm not mad at it.
No. So which is your favorite?
Donatello. I think because I like this name. That's it. Like, it was nothing more, nothing less. Just thought he had
I have almost no recollection of the Ninja Turtles, to be honest.
Wow.
I know. But I know the Power Rangers. I don't know. I kind of mix them up.
The Turtles and the Rangers.
I know. It's wrong.
We have to talk after this.
Well, I'll have to listen to the podcast to really
get into it. That is true. That is true. We'll listen together and have a chat.
Yes.
The last recommendation of the week comes from the podcast Keep It. And the episode is called About a Boy Caught.
This episode really has it all. If you want to hear about movies, music, and get the lowdown on celebrity news, it's for you. The host gets into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in pop culture. In this episode, they cover a lot of terrain. This episode is from the beginning era of quarantine and gets into the new Oscar inclusion standards, Paris Hilton's new documentary, which they have something interesting to say about it, I might add, the boycotts against the Mulan remake, and Paul Rudd's awkward PSA on wearing masks. You hate to see it because Paul Rudd usually rocks. He missed the mark on this one. Adele, did you watch the Mulan remake?
No, I did not.
I did not either.
I love Mulan.
Yeah, I love it. That's, I think, what they get into in this podcast. It's that, like, the original Mulan crushed it, but the second Mulan had a lot of controversy and pushback around it. It was boycotted because of some political issues with the filming location and messy stuff with the actress. And if you want to learn more about that, of course, listen to the episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, the original was just so good. I think, why ruin a good thing?
Right. How do you make a Mulan without Mushu? Like, come on. Like, you know.
Truly.
And to be honest, I thought Mulan was good when I was a kid, but as an adult, I appreciated it so much more. Like, I just love the story of Mulan. It's one of my favorite. I have a 7-year-old, and she literally walks around singing the one, Make a Man Out of You.
Oh, that's a great song.
I love it. And it's just, when they remade it, first of all, why are we into that now? Why are we remaking everything? It's not necessary. That's just,
like, there is more IP out there. People are creating beautiful things that just need a little airtime. Like, find the new people. We don't have to all do these remakes all the time.
I agree.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Well, folks, that concludes this week's list. Thank you to Anthony Janot for choosing these podcasts and these episodes as part of this week's Earbuds theme, Impress at Zoom Parties. I think I'm ready to impress at Zoom parties.
Yeah, I need a reason to dress up, get out of these sweats. Well, we'll have a link in the show notes of this episode to all of these podcasts.
Now, in addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have absolutely no interest in that week's theme, you can check out the Spotlight podcast for some more audio content.
Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in the Earbuds newsletter and on the homepage of the website, there's an application link in the show notes of this episode.
So this week, we're hearing from Mark Asquith, who sits on the Earbuds advisory board. Real quick information on Mark. He describes himself as that British podcast guy, and he's the CEO of Rebel Base Media, a UK-based tech company that helps podcasters build their audio influence. He's also the founder of Captivate Audio, which is a podcast hosting site. Mark chose to spotlight the podcast Secrets and Spies, the Dry Cleaner Cast.
He writes, "The Dry Cleaner Cast is a podcast taking a new look on the war on terror, geopolitics and espionage in the 21st century. Once a month, each episode brings a new interview with authors, scholars, and former professionals from the world of espionage."
Ooh. Mark chose this show because he loves how it dives deep into things that ordinarily he wouldn't find interesting, but the guests are just so embedded in what they do and their knowledge is so niche and specific that it's hard not to find it fascinating. I can't wait to check out this podcast. I'm always down for some real spy stories. Thank you, Mark. Adele, what do you think of that show? Are you going to check out the Dry Cleaner Cast?
Yeah, listen, I got into some spy stuff. I think last year we went to like a secret spy. Well, not last year, pre-COVID.
Nothing happened last year.
I was in New York with the team and we went to like a spy museum up there. And like,
Isn't there a spy museum in DC too, though?
There is.
I've been to that one.
But the one up there is like, we were all like secret agents and like on a mission together and had to solve puzzles and stuff. It was dope. So yeah, that kind of turned me a little more into it. So yeah.
I'm into the spy thing. Yeah. For
yeah, sure. I'm down.
Well, Adele, you have been such a great co-host so far. It's been a pleasure having you. Doing this alone makes you really appreciate having a buddy to kind of play off of. So thank you for being here.
Listen, I'm always available, okay? So just let me know.
So in addition to the beginning part of our show where we talk about the episodes that we're listening to and the curator and all that, I also interview somebody in the podcast space every week, somebody who's doing something cool in the audio space, in the podcast space, anything related to this larger kind of ecosystem of audio entertainment. So you are definitely one of those people, and I'm excited to get into our chat.
Yay.
So why don't we start off? Tell me a bit about DCP Entertainment. What kind of shows do y'all work on?
Sure. DCP Entertainment is a podcasting platform, though we do multimedia. We're focusing right now on the side of podcasting. And we are all about the underrepresented voice. We want to share stories from a unique perspective and from the community that we feel like might not be in the forefront of the podcasting space just yet. We're getting there. You know, LGBTQ, Black and brown voices, minority voices, mental health space. We have a little bit of everything that we feel like not only is it just like, hey, this is a Black person show and so forth, but to show through our differences how we can all relate. Some of our shows, we have quite a few. I don't know if you have time.
Yeah, tell us a few of them.
Sure. I'll start with Politics of Food. We just launched that on March 31st. And it talks about the global and the political impact of food and food waste and just how the politics of food, you know, function in our daily lives. We did a few episodes on the pandemic and food waste, Me Too and the food movement. We talked about infusing foods, the cannabis movement in foods, especially now with a lot of people still serving time for cannabis. We have the broader conversation about like what that means and how we need to make, since it's becoming legal, what are we doing about prison reform? So it's not just like a food show. It delves deeper into the political side of those things. Another show that we have is Democracy-ish. It started off with host Danielle and Torre just kind of looking at the climate with the 2020 election. It's like, yo, so we got to talk about this from a Black and brown perspective. And so that's what they did. Covered all of the craziness that we, you know, society has made normal with the 2020 election. And then once we kind of pass the election cycle, now they do a lot of discussions around the political climate, what's breaking news, what we're seeing. Of course, recently with the George Floyd, you know, Chauvin case, we saw what came out of that. They're having conversations around that and just how our voices matter and what we can do and just kind of expressing ourselves. I always feel like with their show, you're in a room with a bunch of friends having a political conversation and they're really relatable. And I really enjoy their show a lot. We have the Torre show. Torre, I love that he always asks his guests, what is your superpower? Mm. He speaks to influencers, artists, creatives, writers, athletes. He loves tennis players. He loves them. But he just kind of asks them, like, what is your life like? How did you get to this position that you're in? And, you know, what is your superpower? What inspires you? It's a really great conversation about being relatable and understanding that even though someone may be a celebrity or in a higher position, we all have something that we can relate on and inspire us to kind of get to that next level.
You and know, then, that means I have to ask you what your superpower is.
My superpower is, I'm not going to say patience. That's probably the opposite. I would say balance. My ability to be able to balance the many hats that I wear from being chief content officer, being a good friend, being a good wife, being a good mother, just making time and being a good person to myself. I've gotten into a space where now I'm able to balance, you know.
Self-care.
Self-care, yes. I can't fly just yet, but one day.
How long have you been at DCP and where were you before? What brought you there?
I was with DCP for, actually since we went public facing for about 2.5 years now. Our first show we launched was Innerspace, which was about mental health with host Barbara Van Dalen. And we actually traveled to London and spoke to a couple of folk out there at their, they do a summit each year. Focusing on mental and emotional well-being. So we were able to chat and launch that show. So we were 2 years, happy birthday to us, about a couple of weeks ago. And prior to that, I was actually with SiriusXM, satellite radio. So I made the jump from radio to podcasting. And I was there for about 8.5 years. I worked as executive producer for the Urban View channel, but I also did a lot on Progress and a couple of other channels. I was just kind of all over SiriusXM, helping where help was needed. And then I just kind of felt one day, hey, you know, I want to grow somewhere and I want to see, you know, what else is out there. You know, I was going to work, coming home, going to work, coming home, like we said earlier.
Classic.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I want to be able to still be in a space where I can be present for my children, but then still do something kind of out in this space, you know, of talking. Because if no one's noticed a lot, I like to talk. I talk a lot. So
that's why you're here.
It's a balance, right? So, that's what kind of brought me here. And actually, my coworker, my boss at SiriusXM was Chris Colbert. And when I left, he invited me to come like, hey, I'm starting this company. You down?
Wow,
like,
I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, you know, Chris and I, at this point, he's here. He's a part
of
the arm.
You go way back.
Yeah. Like we go all the way back. He's family at this point.
That's great. So within DCP Entertainment and the audio space in general, what are some things you're most passionate about, whether it's shows that you have upcoming on the slate or just kind of like things that you're driving for?
I'm driving for a space where, one, everyone knows that they can find something for them. I think when podcasting kind of first started to become popular, or I guess when I kind of tapped into it, I didn't really feel like it was a space for me. And I feel like we all need to work to make it feel more welcoming. That's why I love what we do at DCP with the underrepresented voice and diversity, because there is something for everyone. And you don't want to feel like, okay, I guess I'll listen to this, or you're settling for content, you know, because there's a shortage. There isn't. And I think it's important for us to get exposure out there for unique voices and diversity voices so that everyone can have, you know, see that they have something to listen to. Because when I first went looking for podcasts, I literally typed in Google, like, podcasts for Black women. Wow. And, like, nothing came up. And it was just like...
Now it must have been before Barry.
Yeah. A while ago. Yeah. So, you know, just making sure that people understand that this community, I feel like, is so awesome, because everyone I've run into is really kind, and just we want to all uplift each other and just kind of getting more exposure. Like, you know, I'll help you, you help me. How can we get, you know, more of a relatable space for everyone so we can continue to grow this entity and make it awesome? Because it's creative as well. Yeah. I love the creativity behind it.
It's creative. And I also always talk about how collaborative it is. Like, thank you for being willing to do this with me. I mean, I think there are examples of this all over. People are just down to help each other, whether that's with cross promotion or being guests on each other's show. I find that that's a really big popular thing in the space.
No, I agree. And especially coming from radio, it was just like, I felt like for me, I was a little tense sometimes. Like, hey, are you interested in being on this show? Whereas we do a newsletter that we put out once a month. And, you know, I just reach out like, hey, you want to be featured? And they're like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, it's just easy. That stress of it all is a little less with podcasts. And there are still some things where, you know, I'm just like, I got to get this done, these deadlines. But it's like you said, it's more collaborative. I'm not nervous about talking to people. And, you know, if they say no, a lot of times they'd be like, oh, I can't right now, but I know someone who can, or want to connect you with someone who can help you as well.
Where is the biggest area where podcasts can grow in the next few years?
Well, of course, as I said, with diverse voices and Black and brown voices, but especially with women. And also, I feel like in the LGBTQ community, and it's not to say that there aren't podcasts out there. There are great podcasts out there. But I feel like there needs to be more growth in that area. We need to continue to uplift, you know, those voices as well, because that's what makes us whole. We truly are a melting pot. And, you know, everyone has different experiences. And I feel like podcasting should reflect it. It's not a male industry. Like, we're all here, too. And I feel like just with that piece of diversity, especially with women voices as well, I feel like that's really important. Also, we need to also acknowledge women creators and producers, because I ran into that a lot. You know, like, are you a producer? Are you an assistant? No, I do engineering. I do this. I can mix. I know how to be a creative. So highlighting just not just the hosts, they're dope, but also those people behind the hosts that are building these awesome pieces of podcasts that we see out there now.
You're so right. It definitely feels like male engineers, the people doing the mixing and the mastering, are, at least for me, like when I think of somebody who does that work, I think of three people and they're all men, even though I actively know that I have like 10 people in my phone who I can contact that are women or non-binary folks. And for some reason, I just always think of the men. And I think it's just because that's been the case for so long. But I think it's about getting it in our heads that there are more people who fit this profile.
Exactly.
Adele, what's the first podcast that you remember listening to and enjoying?
Ooh, I feel like I need to go through my phone. I would say, okay, I'm not going to say, because I don't think I enjoyed the very first one.
Which one was that?
I unsubscribed. You know, I like a lot of Tenderfoot pieces. I am all about documentaries. I love, like, Vice is one of my favorite channels. So I listen to a lot of their pieces that they put out. But definitely, I feel like what I listen to a lot now is a lot of pieces from Tenderfoot. Like, I did the Atlanta Child Murderers one. And now I just realized I'm late to the game, but they did one on DC Snipers. And I'm from DC. So I'm just like, oh, because I just love the way that they tell stories. And then I also listen a lot to The Read. So I think those were like the first, because I can't really remember. I'll be quick to subscribe and then listen to a few, like, unsubscribe.
Me too. For sure.
You're taking up phone space. I'm sorry.
So do you think that the podcast that you listened to early on influenced the way that you produce?
You know, not really, because I come from a production background with radio. So I had to kind of get out of editing for radio, because you're editing for like spot breaks and you're editing for like that host. And I realized that there is a rawness and and a transparency in podcasting. Like radio, especially a series, you gotta be really clean. Like, oh, there's a cough. Like, oh no, like let's work around this. Oh, there's this, you know, you have to like edit like crazy. Whereas I'm not saying we don't edit. We definitely put out good quality audio, but there's a transparency that's there. Like when the host is like kind of rambling on, but it makes sense. You're like, yeah, I'm with this. Whereas with radio, you're like, okay, let's cut here and cut all of that out. So I had to kind of get out of that more than anything. And once I kind of understood the differences between podcasting and what we were doing at Sirius, that's what kind of made that change for me more than anything. Because that's one thing Chris said to me all the time, like, this isn't radio. We're out of radio. This isn't radio.
Yeah, there's okay. Fewer like network regulations that you have.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think that's also a really beautiful part of podcasting is like, if this episode is 23 minutes when last week's was 20, that's
so
fine.
Be it. So be it. Oh, let me tell you, editing for a clock. Oh, I hated it. Hated it. Because then sometimes like the content will be so good, but you got to compromise. And with podcasting, you don't as much.
Because you are the chief content officer at DCP, I'm wondering if you can share some advice to folks who might be interested in getting into the audio space on the content side of things.
Sure. One thing I would say is don't be worried about if you feel like your perspective or what you're talking about is not as unique. Like, if I want to talk about being a mom, and there are a lot of people talking about being a mom. You are you, so your perspective is automatically unique. So don't be afraid to kind of step out on that. Number two, don't be afraid to ask for help. We're all in this together, High School Musical style, whatever. Like, you're good to go. And be patient with yourself. And most importantly, just learn. Read newsletters because they're very informative. Get to know the industry, talk to people, and just learn editing. Even if you don't plan on editing, just learn some basic editing. Because if I had a dollar for how many times I talked to someone like, okay, can you please just edit this really quick for me because my so-and-so is sick or something? Sure, no problem. You know, you want to be able to be a team all yourself. Even if you don't have to, just be aware of kind of some basic tools. Understand what is the basic needs for what you're doing.
That's a really good point. Make yourself indispensable to whichever company. Well, Adele, thank you so much for joining me for this whole episode, but especially for the interview portion of this episode. You have been a lovely guest all around.
Thank you for having me. And I mean it. If you ever are like, I want to talk to someone, let me know. Because I have no problem with coming back and doing this again.
Again, thank you so much for joining me in the virtual earbud studio powered by Squadcast. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Adele. We are back next week with another chat with a passionate podcast person.
You can stay in the earbuds loop between newsletters and episodes of this podcast. You can do that by signing up to 1. Curate a list for us. Anyone can curate a list. It's true. There's a link to our curators forum in every newsletter we send out. And 2, you can also check out our blog or even write a blog post for us. More at our website.
And that website is earbudspodcastcollective.org. And folks, while you're on the internet, make sure you're following us all over. We're at Earbuds Podcast Collective on most social media platforms. That's it, Adele. Thank you again. I think I've thanked you a million times, but just thanks.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Seriously, I've enjoyed it.
Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's hosted by me. It's mixed and put together by Daniel Turek, whose work you can find at robotslack.com. And our newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.